2 Kings chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. Elisha died and was buried. End of story. Dead. Buried. Out of sight. Out of mind. Forgotten. It's all over. It was a flurry of activity, but he's gone now. It's all finished. No, not by a long chalk. Oh, no. The work is not over. Elisha died and was buried, yes, his earthly life is over. But the man lives on in eternal glory, of course. But even on earth, there is still life left, even in Elisha's bones. Listen. Now, Moabite raiders used to enter the country every spring. Once, while some Israelites were burying a man, this would be years later, suddenly they saw a band of raiders. So in their panic, in their fear to get away, they threw the man's body into Elisha's tomb. There it is. He's dead. He's buried. It's just his bones. When the body touched Elisha's bones, the man came to life and stood up on his feet. Seems to me it's one last great blaze of glory, in a sense of another sign, another symbol. There is life in this old man's bones. The prophet is dead, yes, but he still speaks, and there's still life in his bones. Now, that was the title I was going to have, Life in Elisha's Bones, but I decided against it, because it's not in his bones. It's God's power, but it's by Elisha's bones. It's through Elisha's bones. God is using even the bones of this man to bring life. It's God at work, you see. It's the God of Elijah that lives on. Elisha's work is over. He's finished on earth. His bones are in the ground. His flesh is rotted. Worms have destroyed him, his body. But as Job said, though worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh one day I shall see God. I know that my Redeemer lives. I know it. I shall see him for myself. It won't be somebody else seeing him for me. And I won't be seeing somebody else either. I'll be seeing him supremely. It's a sign of the resurrection. They tell us that the resurrection is not in the Old Testament. Well, it's not so clear in the Old Covenant and the Old Testament, I agree, but it's there. Psalm 16, Job, here, I think. But it is there, of course. But, you see, we're in the days of the New Covenant. And this is a sign and symbol and picture of the glorious resurrection of Christ and the power there. But there is a moral here. There is a story here for me to learn. There is a line here for me to take. Abel, you see, he being dead, Hebrews 11, verse 4, he being dead, Abel, still speaks. His works still speak. And so does Elisha's. So my brother, so my sister, and I speak to myself. Whatever the opposition, however hopeless it looks, however feeble, however poor it might be, let us go on laboring for Christ. The task is not hopeless. The task is never finished. It's never over. Even after we are dead, may our works live on. God can use even bones. Praise God for that. It's a pretty wonderful thing. They just throw this body, they chuck this body into the ground just to get away. But there's life through the old man's bones, because God is in it. Well, it's a wonderful picture to me, and it is a tremendous encouragement. All may look dead and withered and decayed, but there is life. You know, in England, in the winter, the trees look bare and dead, and there's nothing there. But it won't be long before the spring comes. It's come now. And all will be green again. Life is in the old, you see, even though we can't see it. But here's the picture for me. There is the way that God will use even our works when we are dead and gone. So let us labor on, brother and sister. And above all, Christ has been raised. Death is not the end. Eternal life is before us. Eternal joy is before us, brother and sister. And any listening to me outside of Christ, there is only one resurrection. There is only one raiser from the dead. God, Christ, has been raised. You too, all of us, will be raised. There will be a judgment, some to everlasting life, some to everlasting death. Prepare to meet your God by repentance and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, even now. May God bless this last look in this series, looking at the life of Elisha. May these words speak today, and may they speak long into the future, even like Elisha's bones. May there be life by these bones. Amen.